living in the Spirit. Just out of our reach, right? Seemingly it is, but yet that is our life. But this morning, Lord willing, we trust that we can touch into this area of faith. Faith is very closely related to living in the Spirit. Paul, writing to the Galatians, speaks about after faith is come, speaking about the Lord coming and the faith coming, we're now living by faith. It isn't just God intervening once in a while and speaking to different ones and them responding, as we read over in the book of Hebrews in the 11th chapter. Different ones responded as God spoke to them. Everything, as you read there, is all based upon one thing: God initiating. In other words, God is speaking. So, let me just read a passage here in Galatians 3. But before faith came, we were kept under the law, shut up unto the faith which should afterwards be revealed. Wherefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith. That after faith, but after that faith is come, we are no longer under the schoolmaster. For you are all children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. Faith is very similar to our life in the Spirit, as far as it seems, seemingly is always just outside of our reach. And in one way this is good, another way I think we have to come to a place that we are comfortable and know that we are in the center of God's will, that we're right where God wants us to be if we're going to move in faith. Faith, of course, as we all are familiar with, faith is comes by hearing, hearing by the word of Christ. seems a little ambiguous, but because it seems always just outside of our comprehension. Praise the Lord. Faith is outside of our understanding, our natural understanding. Faith is in the realm of God. Faith begins in Christ Jesus. He's the author and finisher of our faith. So when it says here in Galatians, when faith has come, in other words, we're partaking now and living from Christ. In fact, it's very difficult to even start to analyze this or get an understanding of it separate from our union with Christ. If we're living by faith, we're living in that union with Christ. It's that close response to the life that He has given to us. There's a number of things I think that we can let God speak to us about faith. But we have to realize that faith is, and this is one of the biggest hindrances right here, faith is not a condition of the mind. That's one of the biggest hindrances. We come to that place, and we've talked about it before, but we come to that place that we believe. Yes, I believe that's true. And you think that believing is having faith. But faith only responds to the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the author and finisher of our faith. So we have to be brought into that place of understanding and knowing that I am, let me say it this way, in the center of His life. Because faith is not going to work for you or me if there's any doubts that I'm not where God wants me to be. So I must find myself wherever it may be. It can be the beginning place, any place you want, wherever God has you. But you've got to come to a realization, if you're going to live in faith, that you are where God wants you to be. Because if you don't have this confidence, you're not going to rely upon Him. And the only way that we can move The only way that we can have our being is by faith. As I say, you can parallel this to our life in the Spirit, because life in the Spirit, being led by the Spirit, responding to the Spirit, is the same thing as responding to faith. Parallels both of them. So, I mean, when God starts to work in our lives, it's almost like we get tangled up with Jesus. We get tangled up with the Spirit. Everything relates to Him. And so as we look at this area of faith, there's so many things that I think we can learn from it. We all are, I think, familiar with the encounters of Jesus with different ones, how He speaks about faith. I've not seen so great a faith. Different expressions, weak faith, strong faith, you name it. It's there in the Gospels as far as this is concerned. Another thing that we must understand when we're moving in faith, that God in Christ Jesus never fails. We're always the failure. We're on the failing side. If something fails, it's not God. It's never Jesus Christ. And there are conditions if we're going to walk in faith. And we must have somewhat of a grasp on those conditions. So many times we come to the necessity of experiencing God, whatever it may be, whether it's in sickness or something else. A door is closed to us and we have to hear from God. And that's where we try to come to a place of faith, and we go to the Scriptures and we say, well, I believe that and I'm going to stand on that. That's not faith. You need to go on your knees until you hear God speak to you. And we must have understanding, at least in this place, if we're going to move in faith. I don't have to tell you, but let me repeat it to remind you of it, that we're talking in the area of a life in faith. We're talking about a fruit which comes from the indwelling Spirit, or the indwelling God that has come, because it is a fruit of the Spirit, so it's something that's growing. It's something that is expanding, I feel. In other words, we begin by small acts of faith. It's a small believing God, walking in that, and then He leads us on to greater confidence in Him, because faith must have confidence in the one that we are experiencing, because faith in every area, wherever it's faith, experiences God. That's what faith does. And when you understand it and start to grasp a little bit of it, and we all, I think, are grasping a little understanding here, that wherever faith is, when it is exercised in my life or your life, you touch into the life of Christ. He is the author and finisher. Now don't let those just be words. Let God speak to your hearts. And if you have to repeat that 100 times before God to get some understanding, we'll do that. But the thing is, we've got to come to an understanding, a spiritual understanding, not a natural understanding, because we're not going to have faith by the natural mind. We're going to have faith as we are moving in Christ. And faith has come. Scripture says in another place that God has given a measure of faith to every man. And another place it says all do not have faith. I think there's different explanations for these. In other words, each one of us, God has given us a measure of faith whereby we can respond, because there's only one way that we can respond to God, and that's faith. Even the sinner, when you think about it, has a place of faith. Every man has a measure of faith. That don't mean he has a life of faith. God has given a measure of faith. Because if we're justified by faith, if we have salvation by faith, if we believe Him, it's got to be more than a belief of the world. It's got to be faith. So God has given a measure of faith to each man. And we exercise that only in coming to the Lord to receive life. We just don't, you know, ask God for different things. There are certain heritages or inheritances that we have. And one of the inheritance that we have as children of God is a place that we can that God can move on our behalf and give us and allow us to experience Himself, which is our inheritance. There are conditions of faith. Of course, a lot of times we don't stop and think about those in the time of stress and strain. But there are conditions of faith. First, there must be a pure heart. No doubts, no condemnation. You can't be living separate from God and then have faith. I'm talking to Christians now. In other words, there must be this pureness of heart. There must be this relationship between you and God if we're going to move and have our being in Christ and move by faith. There can be no doubts. Our minds cannot be those that waver back and forth. In other words, when we have faith, we're going to have to stand in that. And we're going to have to believe. If we have faith, we believe that it's ours. It's not a question of trying to convince ourselves. If we truly have faith, we know that what God has spoken to us is ours. And then it affects our whole attitude towards God. We start to glorify God for who He is. He knows how to take care of us, and this is the realm we're moving in. We're moving in the life of God. We're moving by faith. There's such a thing. We must realize that we don't have faith just something that we manufacture for what we want. We have faith because God has spoken. God knows what we have need of. Glory. Well, that's a place of rest. When you come to that place that you know, God knows. God knows what I have need of. I don't have to struggle, strain. God knows where I'm at. He knows what I have need of. Now, in my relationship with Him, He's going to speak to me. You can read about different men throughout our age and ages past that have believed God. You see, there's a trail of the manifestation of faith. You see the fruit of faith. And we don't see it just in once in a while, but we see it in many lives where they have lived. Their whole lives have been lived by faith, utter dependence upon God. And God has not failed. There's no failures in Jesus Christ when it comes to faith. No failures. Again, let me repeat, all failures are in us. That's another revelation that needs to come to our heart to be able to admit, Lord, it's me. When things are not happening as God has spoken, it's not God. It never is God. You can't point your finger at God. It's always you. And we're very slow to point our finger to me. Aren't we? Huh?
Would you say we're quicker to point our finger to others? Say it's their fault?
Yes, but we're also very prone at different times when we're stressed out, so to speak, and we have a great need. We're very prone to point our finger back to God. Mm-hmm. Why don't you answer? I'm believing. Yes, there's other areas where we would blame others, but I'm just trying to hit these conditions of faith that we can understand that faith never fails. Because Christ never fails. And the working of faith has certain conditions. A pure heart. We must, if we're going to ask in faith, we're going to ask in union with Him. We're going to ask according to His will. God doesn't answer just at our whims. Do we understand that? He answers in His timing. Everything is controlled by God. It's according to His time. And that's when we speak about and we look in the Scriptures when we speak about the manifestation of faith through the works that come. God may speak. It may not happen just then, but God has spoken. You can count on what he has said to you, that it will come to pass. No doubt. Now, this is not you in your mind hearing things, because I know we're all, when we pray a lot of times, we can think certain things and we think it's God. When God speaks, when he truly speaks, and you'll know when he speaks if you're a child of God, it won't just be your mind hoping for something and then you say that he has spoken, because there's too many failures there. I've seen too many failures. You've seen too many failures. Faith never fails. It is faith. Faith is in God's timing. It's under his control. You can look at Abraham. God spoke to Abraham. Now, this is under the old covenant. This was the covenant that he had with Abraham. He spoke to Abraham. It took 25 years before that promise for his word came to pass with the works. In other words, you're going to have a son. 25 years. And we'll read that account over there in Romans 4 here shortly, because we can learn from it. We can only learn how it worked in Abraham's life. We cannot learn how it works in our life. God is going to work this individually in each one of our lives. This is not something that you can copy. You cannot imitate somebody else's faith. You can imitate their walk in your relationship with God, and this is what it speaks about when it says imitate faith or imitate their life. It's because you are living the same life that they're living. Imitate that. Imitate your relationship with God. Then you're going to see the works of faith. Also, you're very familiar with James, I'm sure. James puts the cap on all of this when he says faith without works is dead. It shows us sometimes, and we have to confess this. We have to confess that what we're talking about is not faith. To come back down to a place and let God really, really speak to us. Let's look over there in Romans for just a minute, and let me read from the 4th chapter, 17th verse. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, before him who he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were, who against hope believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being weak, not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead. In other words, he did not consider the conditions. Faith never considers the conditions. Faith counts solely on God. And that's something that we need to learn, because many times our faith drops and rises on the conditions of others as we look at them. And we're not having faith in God. We're having faith in what we see.
Amen.
I hope this is not just the way I look at it and what happens to me. I'm sure that this is what happens to all of us. We're influenced by what we see. Our faith drops to sometimes low because people are not responding, or we don't see what we're praying for manifested in them. Let me say this to us this morning. I mean, to all of us. Our faith is not in others. Our faith is in God. Our faith is in Jesus Christ. I don't care what is happening. And that's what is happening here. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead. It's the same thing. Don't consider what you see. Abraham didn't consider. He was past age. He was 100 years old. He didn't even consider that he was dead. He believed God. His faith was in God. And this is one of the things. Now, never forget, God had already spoken to Abraham. A lot of times we say we have faith and God hadn't spoken to us. I'm firmly convinced at this point in my life that faith hinges on one thing, God speaking to us individually. And of course, sometimes we don't think this, and we don't take the time to have God speak to us. So thus we don't have faith. So we end up calling belief faith. Because we're all believers. We're not those that are agnostics and don't believe certain things. We believe. We believe the Scriptures. That don't mean we have faith to do anything. Faith cometh by hearing. If we're going to see the works of God manifested, they're going to be because God has spoken. And God doesn't do this separate from us. He does this through His body. Those that belong to Him. Now, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. I always look at this and I say, you know, Abraham, he looked at himself. He didn't consider himself. He looked at Sarah. He didn't consider Sarah. He wasn't considering anything around him. He wasn't considering himself. It was out of his hands. It's not what he could do. It's not what Sarah could do. Huh? Come on, this should be our attitude when it comes when God has spoken. But these are areas of weaknesses in all of us. We're very prone to look at things. And we formulate the expression, how are you feeling? We think that that's the thing. It doesn't make a difference how you're feeling. If God's spoken, I don't care how you feel. Right?
Amen.
But this is what we all drop into because we think that, well, maybe that if they're feeling better, faith is working. We're just hoping. We haven't heard from God. We're not starting to give God the glory for what He has said because God had spoken. God must speak, and in God's timing, God's doing all things. He's building all things, so we have to wait for God's timing. We're impatient, bunch of people. And the more we live in this world, with this, everything's got to be right now, it kind of wears off on us, right? Mm-hmm. And we want everything right now. And when it comes to God, we want everything right now. But there's one thing that I desire, for God to speak. And when He speaks, whatever it takes that I have to find and get a hold of the Lord in my relationship with Him, when He speaks, discount everything else. Now, He doesn't always speak in these areas. When He doesn't speak, there's no sense of us trying to do something. There's no sense of us trying to work up something. God must speak. And He's not a million miles away. The Holy Spirit is present with you. Jesus is present with you. Confidence now, bringing the confidence, the assurance. I am in the center of His will. Do you know anything that's working and God has spoken to you that you cannot say this morning that you're in the center of God's will? Because if you can't say that and know that with assurance, you can't ask even what He has spoken. You cannot stand on it. You'll waver. You'll look at yourself. You'll look at your conditions rather than looking to Him, drawing from His strength. Go on a little bit farther. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. God had promised. God has spoken. Now, I have a personal experience of this. I have a personal experience of this. God has spoken. God has spoken to my heart. Everybody else around me didn't believe. Because they were looking at it, they were concerned. It was all a proper concern, but God had spoken to me, and I didn't care what anybody else thought. I didn't care what they wanted. I was trying to be gracious. Even my dad, I remember he came to me, and he said, you know, wouldn't it be good if you just went again to the doctors and let them check you over? I said, Dad, I've been to the doctors. They gave me up. You didn't know that. God said, I'm healed. Every sign in my life was against what God has said. Every sign. And I won't go through all of the gory explanations of what was happening, but it wasn't good. If I was looking at what was happening in me, I would have gave up a long time ago. But there was one thing. I was believing God. God said, you're healed. And that manifested. Can I explain why God took so long? Because I've seen other times when God manifested himself immediately. I've seen other times where it took a couple of hours. See, I don't understand. You don't understand all of these things. These things are in the hands of God. But when God speaks, I was relating this to somebody, I forget now, the other day, but I remember there was a colored sister years ago drove up in front of the chapel right at the close of the meeting, and she sent word in that she'd like for me to come out and pray for her. You say, well, that's a normal thing. Why didn't you just be courteous enough to go out and pray for her? God spoke to me. How do you know it's God? I know his voice. I'm not going to go against what I feel God has said to me. God said, don't pray for her. She has something to get right. When she gets right, she will be healed. You could hear the tires on that big old car spin as she left the parking lot. 3 o'clock that afternoon, she called me. She said, Brother Gentry, you were right. But I was mad. I couldn't figure how you had taken and not come out to the car and pray for me. But you were right. I got home and started to think. I said, what did he have to gain? And then she said, I started to think, and God started to put his finger on something that I had against my cousin. And we'd had this dispute for a long time. I got on the phone, called her, got things right, and while I was talking, guess what?
I was healed.
She was healed. God's time, knowing that God has spoken, because, I mean, at that time, you know, here's a colored sister, and, you know, not understanding these things, they think, you know, you need to just do this and do this for them, and you come against everything you should be doing because God has spoken. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. God does some foolish things sometimes, as far as we're concerned, to manifest his glory. We think it's because it hits right at the core of self. God's not going to let you have any confidence in yourself. He's going to actually just thrust the sword right in to bring to death everything that is you. And that's why sometimes in some foolish things that he may ask you to do, he manifests himself just to show you that you are nothing, but he is everything. And if we really believe that God has spoken to us, as Abraham did, he was strong in faith and he was giving glory to God. And being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able to perform. Now, as we listen back and forth to each other, I'm sure that all of us in our fellowship with each other, one time or another, realize that we're not always fully persuaded, or God has not spoken, or we're trying to convince ourselves that God has spoken. But let me say, conditions of faith, if it's going to work, is based, number one, on God speaking. Our lives must be right with God. God doesn't overlook one little thing. We overlook the little things and put them aside and forget them. Relationships, attitudes, little sins that we've done. We think they're little sins. But see, when you come to this place that you have to know God, that there needs to be a manifestation of God speaking to you to where it's going to bring forth a work of the Spirit of God, a manifestation of the Spirit of God, whether it be in healing or whatever it is, there's got to be a purity of heart, a purity of relationship. And God doesn't overlook anything. It's a humbling factor in this work with God. God doesn't overlook anything. And if you're really serious, you'll stay before God until He reveals what's hindering you. Because if God has given to us all things in Christ Jesus, whether it be healing or whether it be doors to open, this is our inheritance as children of God. And if things are not working, if God is not supplying, He didn't say He'd supply our wants, He said He would supply our needs. Glory. That cuts away a lot of that stuff.
Amen.
He's going to supply our needs. And when we have a need, if God speaks to us, then we can believe Him. He's going to meet those needs. And we all don't know what all of the needs are, but whatever they are, we know that God has promised a roof over our heads, some food in our stomach, and some clothes on our back.
Yes.
Hadn't promised any more than that. If we have more than that, praise the Lord. It's all that overflow that God brings. Because God is, He blesses abundantly. Right? There's that overflow in our lives. But if we're just looking at the overflow rather than looking at God, then our faith is depending on what God can do for us rather than faith in God Himself. I'm interested and should be, and you should be interested in one thing, the will of God to be done. And you are a vessel whereby the will of God is being done, being accomplished, and these conditions must be met. So that brings us to a place where we're right with God. And this isn't something that God just moves once in a while through His children. God wants to continually move. We live by faith. If we're going to see the hand of God move in our lives, that means that we've got to be right with God at all times. You've got to keep that short account with God. You can't let anything, I don't care how mistreated you are, or you think you are, or how you feel, doesn't make any difference. You've got to keep that short account with God to where you know. And I stress this morning because I'm fully convinced of it. You must know that you're in the center of God's will. Any questions there that you can't know this?
No
reason that you cannot know that you're in the center. Because it isn't depending. You're not looking at somebody else. You're not trying to be what somebody else is. You're in the center where God has you. And you have that confidence. And you're moving in all that He has said. Not what you look at others and what they're doing. You're moving in what God has said to you. I find there's another burden on our back. We look at others and we try to do what others are doing. We try to measure ourselves up to others. You can't move in faith and look at others. Your faith must be solely fixed upon the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm here for Him. But what I'm saying this area, you must know that you're in the center. Because if you don't have this confidence, you can't believe Him if you don't know that you're in the center of His will. And this life that each one of us are living is a life of faith. It's not just faith once in a while when I have a great need. God wants us to live by faith. Get on out there and try God. Wait upon God. Ask God to manifest Himself, because when He manifests, it's only because of faith. Everything that works in the kingdom of God is by faith. Your life is by faith. So you have a chance every day to live by faith. Now, maybe you're not asking all these great big things that you read about somebody else asking, but you're living from the very source of life, which is Jesus Christ. Author and finisher of your faith. He is the one that begins it. He's the one that completes it. Everything finds its ending in Christ Jesus. Glory. It's a wonderful working when we start to clear all of these other doubts and fears out of our minds and get it down to a simple, if I might even use the word, simplistic relationship. It's not complicated. Sometimes we say it's too simplistic. It needs to come on down to where it's a simple life in God, responding to God, and realizing, each one of us realizing, today is a day that I can have faith in God. Nobody's sick. Or if they are, well, you can have faith for that too. But it isn't just believing God for healing. It's believing God for life.
Amen.
It's believing God in every area of our lives. It's experiencing God. Because if we say we have faith and this is working and we do not see a works or a manifestation of this faith, then we don't have faith. We may have to go to next week on this. But let's go to James, if you don't mind. Second chapter. So this hits right at the core of self. And he speaks about it. 20th verse of the second chapter. But wilt thou know, O vain man? That's old self man. Old vain man. Man that's living from his own resources, old vain man. In other words, he's trying to provoke these ones. Don't you know that faith without works is dead? Of course, we've been taught about works so long that we don't like to really talk about works. Because we think works is something of the flesh. But we're talking about works of faith. The Christian moves from the works of the flesh into the works of faith. But it never drops the works. Glory.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we're so poor in our life and what we're doing in God, is because we've dropped the works and we've got to a head knowledge of belief rather than faith that opens the doors that are shut, that causes us to triumph, that causes us to act, not react. Glory.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
A lot of us react. Man, we need to act. We're acting because of one thing. I'm acting because of Him. He is moving, and I'm acting because He is directing. He's moving in me. He's moving in you. Faith. And you're seeing those doors opening, and you start to glorify God because God is opening doors. God is speaking to you, and you're seeing the works of that. Was not Abraham, our father, justified by works when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar? Seest thou how faith worketh with his works? Not by works was faith, and by works was faith made perfect. You can say you have faith all day. If there's no works to reveal that faith, you don't have faith. We can talk about faith from morning to night. We can say we have faith. James is so plain, and it is true. I mean, even though we get tired of listening to this, but faith without works is dead. You show me your faith without works, and I'll show you my faith with works. Because faith without works is dead. We're not talking about the works of the flesh. We're not trying to talk about working for something to be accepted by God. We're now talking out of the works that comes out of a relationship with Jesus Christ. Daily, there should be works flowing out of our lives. If we are having a relationship with God, there must be works, that we may produce much works, so that the Father can be glorified. And when you say, what are those works? Varied. Who knows? This is in your relationship with God. God is in control. Jesus Christ is the one that manifests Himself in these areas. But this is life. That this is not something that, the spiritual life, what I'm talking about. This is not something that you can take and say, well, show me what I need to do. Nobody can show you what you need to do as a Christian. I can show you some of the things that you shouldn't be doing, but to show you what you can do, only the Spirit of God can show you this. Only as you move in faith. And the works of your faith is going to manifest in your life, because they're going to be the fruit of the faith that you have. Don't get all shook up if you don't think great things are happening, because little tiny things. Just don't despise those little things. Mm-hmm. Just start to walk. Just in the simple things. Just start to respond and see God. Because what it will do, it will refresh your hearts when you know that God is with you and God is manifesting Himself, that He has spoken to you. We can't do anything without Him. Have you found that?
Amen.
So if you can't do anything without Him, you ought to start to glorify Him for everything that you do.
Yes, amen.
Sometimes we're not thankful there either. We think this, that we've done it. Oh, we wouldn't say that when we're confronted in the corner with it. But when we come right down to the working out, well, you know, that was me. And it might be. It might be you. And if it is, you need to come back to this place of faith where you are responding and walking in faith. Because we can do nothing in this working out of God separate from Him. So when faith has come, and now God's going to have to show us what that is. And it's not too much for any of us sitting here. Faith. This is what God has brought. When faith has come, be surprised what it does. Frees you from condemnation of the law. Faith brings you into a perfect liberty in the life of God. Faith allows you to walk victorious. How do you think you're going to overcome the world?
Faith.
All we're trying to do is focus in on this, because I can't work it. I can't tell you how it works. Jesus Christ is the only one this morning that can tell you how faith works. Glory.
Mm-hmm.
But we sure can provoke you in love to get back to the source of this faith, to where our lives get on the plane of faith, to where we start to experience God, to where there can be some praise coming out of our mouth because we are experiencing God. We're rejoicing in Him because He is with us. Thank God for the little things. I talk to so many and they say, well, I don't want to bother God with these little things. I remember I used to provoke people and I said, well, I started out with, I had headaches and I used to believe God to heal the headaches. Oh, I don't trouble God with my headaches. I take aspirin. Well, you go ahead. That's where I started. It was the headache that healed. Right as we prayed. Don't you think that strengthens you?
Mm-hmm.
Even a headache. And it didn't stop with one headache. Just kept on believing God for headaches. And then it was other things that came along. And you just say, Lord, speak to my heart. And He would speak to your heart. And you would step out into another area, starting to see this life, this inheritance that He has given to us in Christ Jesus. You start to see it expand out in our lives, start to reach out and touch other areas. And you start to pray for others that God will heal their headache. Glory. And then it's something else. It's not always healing, though. It's other things. In other words, I remember one time, you know the person very well. Her dad hadn't been in their home for, I think it was 12 or 15 years. And I happened to be introduced to this, and I was invited to their home, and we have prayed and agreed with her mother and her, and guess what? That next week, he got in touch with them after that long time. Last time I heard, he was back home. But see, God moves in many different ways to show that He is able to contact and move when we can't even know. I don't know where this man is. They don't know where this man is. We haven't heard from him. God knows where he's at. Huh? Do we believe that God can move on him to where he can get in touch? I think we did the same thing with your husband, Doris, didn't we? Huh? Didn't know where he's at or anything else. But God knows how. Let's pray that God will move on him to get in touch. But he may not be in the center. Who cares whether he's in the center of God's will? I'm his child. God, I'm asking this. If we're in the center of his will and we're abiding in his word, you know, we can ask what we will. Another realm now we're moving in, where we're moving in faith. Moving in full confidence in God. Knowing that God can. Because in both of these cases, there was a sensing in my own heart, God will answer this prayer. I didn't pray just out of the blue. And you don't have to pray out of the blue, just what you think. God will give you that confidence. And when he gives you that confidence, that's the place. He has spoken. His word has been made real to you, and you now can believe. So many areas. But faith without works is dead. When we start on this road of faith, there's going to be a lot of works behind us. They're going to be evident in our lives. We won't have to tell anybody about them. They'll be evident in our lives. If we're walking by faith, if it doesn't have any works, it's not faith. If it is faith, it's going to have some works. And you don't have to tell anybody, well, you know, look here. Everybody will see that there's a manifestation of Christ coming out of your life. So I'm gonna stop here this morning in this area. We'll probably touch on it a little more next week, the Lord willing. But it's something that we need to really ask God to bring us down to this place where we're willing to spend this time to know him, because faith can't flow with us running so fast that we can't spend time with God. Faith is a fruit that comes out of our lives because of us abiding. Faith is also, if I may say so, and we'll expand a little bit more on this as the Lord gives us the opportunity, but faith is also a manifestation of the Spirit. Glory. And we need to be those that are exercised in this area. No sense in reading books about it and being tickled in our emotions. Brother, we need to be forced down to our knees to say, Lord, I know this is the way it affects me. When I read some of these good books, it forced me down to my knees and say, Lord, if he can have this, why can't I have it? I'm not so thrilled in what he's done. I'm just, Lord, this is what you're doing for this man, this sister. You can do it for me. You're God, and you're not a respecter of persons, but I've got to spend the time with God. I found that, and all of us, sometimes we think, well, how much time do I have to spend? You're not ready yet. Never ask that question. I've asked that question. God pierces me through with the Spirit. Pierces my heart. How long do you have to spend? You never ask that question.
Amen.
Only God knows how long you have to spend. You know how long you want to spend. When you're experiencing the reality of what God is doing, it's not a waste of time. Don't tell me now that we don't like to read about faith. It thrills us. Tickles our minds. Doesn't give you any faith. Don't tell me you can read a book and it can give you faith. Many people say, man, that really helps my faith. It doesn't help your faith one bit. Faith cometh by hearing. Hearing by the word of Christ.
Amen.
That's a literal translation. Word by the words of Christ. God speaking to you in your relationship. So there's so much that God wants to teach us. And this is the place I feel that we come together and we exhort one another We can't make each other believe. We can't give each other faith. But brother, we can sure provoke each other back into this great love affair with Him. He is the giver of faith.
Mm-hmm.
And if we're going to come to that place that we can say there are no failures, it's going to be because you have experienced God, not because somebody else is experiencing for you and you're just repeating. You've got to know that there's no failures in Him. And for you to know that, the certain conditions have to be met. You have to know this morning that you're in the center of His will. Don't let your mind confuse you. Don't let all those thoughts come flooding in on you. The thing is, are you moving and walking in all that God has said to you? You can't do any more than that if you're walking in. If there's anything that you're not doing that God has spoken to you, do it. Do it. Quit lingering. Do what God has said to you, so that you can stand with confidence before Him. Lord, I have done all that You have said. I haven't tried to copy somebody else. I've done all that You have said to me. Because that's one of the conditions. You've got to have a pure heart before God. And then when He's spoken, you've got to give Him His time. It's in His timing, not yours. But what more do you need to know than God has spoken? That's enough, and I start to give Him glory. And I don't know, I haven't heard too many testimonies that it took, when God spoke it, it took 25 years like it did Abraham, but he was the father of faith. And God maybe started moving in him in some way to show us certain things, but I haven't heard about these 25 years that I have to wait. Most of the times I've seen the manifestations of faith in less time than 25 years. But if God has spoken to you, can you wait? Whatever the time.
Yes.
Can you give Him glory knowing that it's yours? That's a tremendous place to be.
Amen. Glory.
So we need to encourage each other in these areas.
Amen.
This in no way has been brought to bring us down in a hole, but to lift us up to where we can see the possibilities and who you are, what your inheritance is. He has given us all things in Christ Jesus. How do I get Him out of there? Faith. And He gives the faith. Glory.
Glory.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.